The Farmer, the Rooster, and the Turtle. A long time ago in a village lived a farmer and his big rooster. It was a beautiful rooster with a bright red coxcomb, a shiny neck, and a colorful tail. The rooster was very diligent. Every day before dawn, he would jump onto the dirt wall by the courtyard, flapping his wings, stretching his neck, and singing loudly. After singing, he would take a break and then sing again. The rooster was very proud of his loud voice. When the rooster crowed for the first time in the morning, the farmer would get up and prepare lunch. After the rooster crowed three times, the sky turned bright. All farmers in the village brought their lunch boxes, carried farm tools, and the cattle to work in the field until the sun went down. One day, just after the rooster crowed for the first time, a turtle crawled under the wall. The turtle shouted at the rooster, "Stop crowing. You always wake me up before the sun comes out." The rooster asked, "Daylight is coming out soon. Isn't it just about time to wake you up?" "Who asked you to wake them up?" the turtle grumbled. "You are flattering yourself. I was having a good dream and I was awakened by your harsh voice. I prefer waking up naturally at daybreak. Don't crow tomorrow." The turtle's words hurt the rooster's self-esteem deeply. The next day, although the rooster got up as usual, he did not jump on the old fall to crow. On that day, many farmers got up later than usual. When the sun was up, so many farmers had to rush to the field with no time to prepare lunch. The turtle ran into the rooster during the day. He smiled and said, "It's very pleasant to wake up naturally today." The rooster didn't say a word. For 3 days, the rooster didn't crow. The villagers' daily routine was in disarray. The farmer was worried that the rooster might be sick. After finishing work, he came to check on the rooster. He asked him concerned, "I did not hear you crow for 3 days. Are you sick?" "I'm not sick." The turtle was annoyed that my singing wakes him up in the morning. The rooster replied sadly. The farmer laughed after hearing that. "What? That turtle is lazy and lucky. Don't listen to him. He eats anything that he can find so he doesn't need to work and never looks hungry. We farmers are afraid of delaying farming time. If we can't plant the seeds in time during the spring, there will be no harvest in the fall. Everyone will freeze and starve to death. I need you to wake me up in the morning." The rooster was delighted to hear the farmer's words. He now knew that his calling played an important role. The next morning, he jumped onto the dirt wall and sang again. The turtle came to complain again, but the rooster replied, "I'm sorry to wake you up, but you don't need to worry about working to get your food. You can doze off during the day. Farmers need me to wake them up. They have to work hard to survive." After that, the rooster did his duty and sang three times a day in the early morning. The villagers got up upon the call of the rooster, began to work at sunrise, and returned home at sunset. They lived a peaceful farm life with ample food and clothing.